taking the bandit strongholds, the red lantern, and the seven other modern revolutionary theatrical works, which signed up the audience of most of them first. Given the contingent, the slogan, long shall spare the most revolutionary line in literature and art. Based on the model of Sherman Mount's brilliant work, first at the Yale Forum on literature and art. The derivative repeatedly shows, revolutionary literature and art must serve the greatest civil insurgents. End of the Communist Party of China. Long live Sherman Mount.
Given the
Pacifischen Kriegen, zurückzogen, lung zur Firmenhaus Revolutionary Line in Wichita nach.
Republic of China, a new hydrogen bomb explosion was successfully conducted over the western region of the country on September 29, 1969. Prior to this, on September 23, 1969, China successfully conducted her first underground nuclear test. This is a great victory for invincible marketing force. It is another fruitful result of the great proletarian cultural revolution. It is the result of the efforts by the Chinese workers, commanders and fighters of the People's Liberation Army, engineering and technical personnel and scientific workers engaged in the research, manufacture and testing of nuclear weapons and other personnel concerned, who, under the leadership of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, with Chairman Mao as its leader and Vice Chairman Lin as its deputy leader, have actively responded to Chairman Mao's call to win still great victories, held aloft the great red banner of Marxism-Leninism multiple force, given prominence to proletarian politics, deepened the mass movement and the living study and application of Mao Zedong thought, carried out various fighting tasks set forth by the 9th Party Congress, and vast revolution promoted production and other work and preparedness against war. These new achievements in China's development of nuclear weapons serve as another heavy blow at the nuclear monopoly by U.S. imperialism and social imperialism. They are a great encouragement at the first to the heroic Vietnamese people who are courageously carrying on the war against U.S. aggression and for national salvation. To the Laotian people who are fighting against the armed invasion by U.S. imperialism and the reactionaries of Thailand. To the Palestinian and other Arab people who are resisting the U.S. imperialist and Zionist aggression. And to the people of all countries who are fighting courageously for national independence and the people's liberation. Our great leader, Chairman Mao Zedong, fighting our victims, the flag of the motherland, the conducting of necessary and limited nuclear tests, and the development of nuclear weapons by China, are entirely for the purpose of defense and for breaking the nuclear monopoly, with the ultimate aim of abolishing nuclear weapons. The Chinese government has solemnly declared many times that at no time and in no circumstances will China be the first to use nuclear weapons. As in the past, the Chinese people and government will continue to make common efforts and persevere in the struggle together with the revolutionary people of the world and the countries which uphold independence and cherish peace in striving to achieve the lofty aim of complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons.